Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hey friend, Megan here. I hope you are having such a good Christmas, New Year's time with your family, and just a resting and getting to enjoy time with your family and do all the fun things. We are actually currently on vacation in Phoenix, so I will definitely be sharing more about it on the podcast later on, but definitely go follow me over on Instagram so you can see our hotel stays and just all the fun things that we are doing. I am actually staying at a luxury resort that I have wanted to stay at for a while, and I finally made it happen with points, so definitely go check out my stories over there. But today we're going to be talking about a question that I get quite a bit from new people in Travel Points and people who have been in this a while. And that is, if you have a credit card that you've already gotten the sign-up bonus on and maybe it has a high annual fee, do you cancel that card? Do you downgrade that card? Do you ever upgrade cards? Just kind of those general questions, especially when you start accumulating several credit cards. It's a question of what do you keep in your wallet and what do you close down and all of those things. So we're going to dive into that today. It's probably going to be a pretty short episode, but this is also our last episode of the year, which is wild that it will be 2025 tomorrow. Today is New Year's Eve, so it is just so wild how fast this year went, and just honestly how fast the years go as you get older. Everybody always says that, but it is so true, especially once you have kids. It really does go fast. So I hope you have a wonderful New Year's Eve, and yeah, I can't wait for next year. It's just going to be so amazing. All right, so first things first, when you open up a credit card, you never want to close that card down within the first year. You always want to have the card open for at least a year. This will help your credit score. If you are closing cards less than a year, it's just going to look really bad. It's going to affect your credit score, and they don't want to see you just opening and closing cards. That's really not the name of the game. For the most part, there are very few cards that I close down. And that will either be because I'm not getting any benefits out of it and I don't want to pay the annual fee, or it's because I'm closing it and I'm actually just going to reopen that card here shortly again so that I can get the sign-up bonus on it again. So I'll go into all of those different scenarios in a second. But first thing, like I said, don't close a card within the first year. After a year, then you can evaluate it. If you're thinking about closing it because of the annual fee, I always recommend that you sit down and you add up all of the benefits on the card and outweigh that against the annual fee to see if you are getting enough benefit out of it. So that's kind of where you start. So look at your card and see all of the benefits you get, whether that be points, and then you can sort of convert that points into cash. So like, let's just say you're getting, 40,000 points a year off of that card because you're spending a little bit on it maybe. And so there's points coming in. And so let's just say you have Chase points or whatever, 40,000 points. You can probably equate that to at least minimum. That's going to be like $400, but you probably could turn that into around $1,000 pretty easily with transferring. So let's just say you have value in points right there. Look at the other perks. Are you getting baggage insurance? Are you getting like an Uber Eats credit? Do you have lounge access on that card? The lounge access a lot of times can be equivalent to like $100 to $300 a year, depending on how much you're using it and the lounges you're going into. Do you have hotel credits? Is there like a travel credit in there that you can use through the travel portal. Like, there's all these different benefits. And so go through all of those benefits, TSA PreCheck, and add up the cash value of those benefits, add them all together, and then see if that is giving you more value than the annual fee. For the most part, I would say probably 90% of the time, those benefits are going to outweigh your annual fee. And so in that case, you would keep it. Let's just say you add that up though, and you're not getting a whole lot of value out of that card. Maybe you're not using your TSA PreCheck, or like me, I don't use Uber Eats because I live in the middle of nowhere and that's not even an option for me. So maybe you're not using the benefits and you don't really want that card anymore. A great option is going to be to ask for a retention offer. So when your annual fee is up, you can message or call the bank. I like to just do chat message through online when I'm logged in. It's just so much easier. I don't like talking to people on the phone. So I'll just message and say, hi, this is the card that I have. My annual fee is coming up and I am just really not getting a lot of value out of this card. And so I'm thinking about closing this card down. Is there a retention offer? A lot of the times the banks are really just trying to keep your business, and they want you to keep your card because they're making money off of that. And so they want to keep you as a customer. And so sometimes they will give you a retention offer, which is basically just another sign-up bonus. They may just say, yeah, we can give you 30,000 points if you spend 2,000 in the next 3 months or whatever. Like, they may give some sort of bonus. Or they may say, we could waive your annual fee this year if you want to keep the card. Most of the time, they're going to give you something just to keep you on. Now, sometimes it may not be a great sign-up bonus, like, I don't know, 5,000 points or something, and it's not worth it to you. Then just say, okay, I'd like to close my card. And you can do that as long as you've had the card open up for a year, like I said. But a lot of the times, they're going to give you some sort of offer to keep you. And even if you're not thinking about closing your card down, I would try this just to see maybe if you can get your annual fee waived or if you can get more points. Even if you're not thinking about closing that card, it's worth a shot. And then obviously just keep the card open. So retention offers are one of my favorite ways to earn more points, waive annual fees, and just try and get extra perks on your card when your annual fee is up after you've gotten that card. The other thing that I wanted to go into was talking about closing cards to get the same card again. So there are several cards out there that every card's different. You may be able to get the sign-up bonus every 48 months or every 3 years or 5 years. There's all these different ones I teach within the Travel Points Academy. But you can actually close down the card and then reopen the card and get that sign-up bonus again. So a lot of the times, if you have like the Chase Sapphire Preferred and you've had it for over 48 months and there's an elevated offer, you can close your card and then reopen it again. That would be a great instance to get your sign-up bonus. Another thing that you can do, like let's just say you don't want to pay the annual fee, is if there is a lower tier card, you could downgrade your card. So let's say you have the Chase Sapphire Reserve and you don't really use the benefits, you could downgrade that to a Chase Sapphire Preferred, and that way you still have a card with that bank. Because if you only had one card with the bank and you don't want to completely close your account down because you still have points in there, and if you close it, you'll lose your points. Downgrading to a no annual fee card or a smaller annual fee card is another option that you can use to keep your account open with them. And then it will not show that you closed an account. So that will also help your credit by showing that you didn't close an account. You're just downgrading, which means you still have your account open. Now, upgrading. I never am going to recommend that you upgrade a card. Just apply for the card that you're looking to get to the next tier, because you're not going to get that sign-up bonus if you are just to upgrade. So always actually apply for credit cards when you're going for another card like that so that you can get the sign-up bonus. Downgrading, like I said, if you're trying to keep your account open. But if you can hold both cards, then I always recommend applying for that other card. That way you get the sign-up bonus, because we're in the game of accumulating a ton of points so that you can take tons of vacations. That is the name of the game. So this is really just a short episode of those things, but it's a really important tip, and it's not something that is shared all the time on, like, what do you do with all of these cards. Now, if you have, like me, I have over 13 credit cards in my wallet, and honestly, I haven't closed a card in, like, 2 years. So most of the cards that I'm opening, I am keeping because I'm getting benefits out of them. But everybody's different. My sister has 3 credit cards. She does like a little bit of travel points, and she just decided to close her Southwest card because she's like, I don't really use it. I would rather just use my Chase card. So it's a personal preference for everybody. It really depends too on how much you want to pay in annual fees. I would really sit down, especially here at the end of the year when you're thinking of 2025, and sit down and think about how much that you want to budget for annual fees next year. And that will help you keep in your budget and know which cards you can open so that you stay within it. Because if you're not someone who travels a bunch, you don't want to pay $1,000 in annual fees. That just doesn't make sense to you. If you're taking 1 or 2 trips a year, you can well keep that down to like $300 or $400 in annual fees, or maybe even less. So it really just depends. There's cards out there for everyone, whether you're looking for tons of perks or you're looking for literally $0 annual fees. Like, it's totally possible. I actually had a student join Travel Points Academy the other day, and before she joined, she messaged me and she was like, hey, I'm a single mom and I live with my parents and I really don't have a whole lot of expenses. I think her expenses were like $10,000 to $15,000 a year. And she was like, can I do this? And I said, yeah, you absolutely can. Like, there are cards out there that literally have a sign up bonus of spending $1. Like, you just have to buy one thing, make one purchase on the card, and you get a really actually nice sign up bonus of points. And so there's cards that can meet everyone's needs. Yeah, obviously if you spend a ton of money and you have businesses and all these things, like, you can accumulate a lot of points, but there are strategic ways to do this for any sort of budget. So annual fees really can fit anyone and any sort of situation or budget that you're looking at, which is really what I love about this, is that you don't have to spend outrageous amounts of money to do this. So if you ever have questions like that, please send me a message in my DMs on Instagram. I'm more than happy to answer your questions and help you guys navigate this hobby as you're getting into it. I love helping you, so always feel free to message me. And one quick plug before we end the year is Travel Points Academy is going up January 1st, which is tomorrow. Right now it is $197, and you also get 3 free months access in the Travel Tribe membership where you can ask questions as you're going through the academy. But this is going up to $297 January 1st. So this is literally the last day that you can get it at this price point. There have been so many of you that have grabbed it this last week to join in, and it makes me so excited for the trips that we are planning in 2025. It just makes me so happy, and I cannot wait to see you take these trips with your family. So the link is here in the show notes, but definitely jump in. I promise you will not regret it. So have a wonderful New Year's Eve, and I will see you guys next year. Bye.